in, KB2HXS.
Oh, May. I hope you're not driving in this mess and at your home there and have your feet kicked up, relaxing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sitting by my desk here. I have no plans today, thank goodness.
Yeah, it's nasty out here. The only reason I'm out here is ordered a ceiling fan, and it came in yesterday at Lowe's, and it wasn't supposed to be here till like Monday. But I decided while it's nasty weather here, it might be the time to go pick it up. There wouldn't be a lot of people standing in line.
That. What, are you going to Lowe's here in Greer on Wadehampton?
No. No, I live out here near Simpsonville. So I'm going to the Simpsonville Lowe's.
Oh, there goes lightning. Listen, I'm gonna shut my station down. The storm is getting closer to me. And we've been counting. The last little lightning was we counted up to 5, and it's 5 miles away, so she's getting a little closer. Be safe out there. Be careful. I'll have the HT on and listen if anybody's in trouble or anything.
Pretty good idea. I looked on the radar, and we're just getting into it. There's a big, long line, like usual, that's starting from the northwest and then headed, it's like the I-85 corridor. It's the typical pattern, and it's going to be here for a while, at least to lunch. All right, 73's, I'll let you turn your radio off. And 4IQ.
And 4IQ, all right. Have a good day, my friend. Be safe. 73, KB2HXS, shutting it down.
Boston.
It did. N4IQ mobile.
What's your location?
Near Simpsonville. I'm probably about 4 miles out of Simpsonville. Headed towards Simpsonville. And then gonna go to Lowe's, over.
85 or?
I'm actually headed towards Simpsonville. Actually, I'll go through Simpsonville, then I'll get on Fairview.
Yeah, we're stationary just outside of Easley by the Greenville Pickens Speedway.
That is. You must be on 123.
And Turner Hill Road.
Okay, well, looks like there's going to be some heavy weather going through there real soon.
And I are hanging out in the camper, just kind of enjoying the rain, and heard a little bit of chatter. It's like, well, I might as well chime in for a few.
From
Seneca, as of 2012, but I got it for the city of Greenville. So I kind of moved out this way.
All righty. Well, that's a nice area out there. And my brother used to live there quite a bit. But I tell you, the rain's coming down and my wiper is going crazy. They have an auto speed. They just go up and down just with the rain. Right now, they're going crazy.
Here in Easley, we got kind of a light rain. I've heard a couple rumbles. I've seen a few flashes so far.
Well, maybe get lucky and you won't get the front of it. It's lightning and thundering over here. But I had something I needed to pick up. I had ordered at Lowe's, and I decided I was going to go over here and get it. And maybe the crowds would be away, being a Saturday and all. Raining. Saturday, usually they're pretty busy. But what I'm hoping is with all the rain that I'll be able to walk into customer service and just get what I need really quick.
Yeah, hopefully you can get in and out and dry and make it back safely.
That's the plan. So you say you're in a camper?
They're hanging out in it. It's parked out in the driveway.
That's part of what was it?
In the driveway. We're just kind of enjoying a little bit of the space, making some noise while the ladies sleep.
Well, usually my ex-YL doesn't come downstairs about 9:30, but she did this morning. She came down about 8:30. That's early for her. So, we got a sick cat she's taking care of. I'm afraid she's not going to make it much longer.
Here, I'm making a little bit of coffee. Right over.
One thing ready to go there. Are you going to, you got a camping trip planned here soon? Got a little bit. I'm in the town of Simpsonville, and this is a bad spot for the Caesar's Head repeater.
Located in Caesar's Head, and I'm making a heck of a trip for a little handheld. I'm on a ST-60R.
Repeater, good. It's just receiving over here. Well, it's receiving and transmitting. But I don't know what it is. There's something, there's some obstruction. I don't know if it's a hill or what it is, but between downtown Simpsonville and Caesar's Head, always have a problem there.
First got my ham, I was down in Newry, which if you're not familiar with the area, Lake Kiwi water level is about, I'd say 75, 80 feet above the house. We lived down in a little bowl. It was kind of difficult to make any check-ins or anything like that.
Solved now. Well, I'll tell you, the traffic out here is not bad, which you might expect with the rain. So this might work out pretty good. I'm just about ready to cross over 385 on Fairview, and there's not a lot of traffic, which is good.
Kids downtown Greenville today for the STEAM Festival, where they do lots of neat little electronic demonstrations and things for the kids, and they called it off on account of the weather yesterday. And my girlfriend and I were looking around to see what kind of Easter egg hunts we could find. It's like, I don't think we're going to be hunting for very many eggs in the middle of this.
There's also a Pendleton near Clemson has a festival today. And I'm afraid it's getting rained out. You know, the biggest traffic through the festival is during the morning. Up to and including noontime. Last year the weather was horrid. It was super cold. It was bad. And so they got another bad year. A lot of preparation goes into those type of things, and I feel sorry for the organizers when they have weather like this. N4IQ.
PE. I always wanted to go. There was a car show that they had, and a few years ago, I watched the organizers try to figure out what to do during COVID. I forget the name of the show, but it was a major car show, kind of like SEMA, but not really. And I watched them try to handle selling tickets and what they were going to do with the people that had already bought tickets. And you don't exactly have a rain date when it comes to COVID.
I tell you, that was really... Fortunately, at least around here, everything seems to be pretty much back to normal as far as the COVID restrictions and and things closing down. Thank goodness. I'm glad that's over. At least it's over for a while. You never know what's going to happen with that, with COVID. But most of the ham fests are doing fine. You know, they're pretty much back up to normal, I think. As normal as you can be now. Now that there's internet, and used to have a lot of vendors coming to those, but now it's not so. Well, I'm going to say 73s to you. What was your name? My name is Bill.
Jeff, call fine as Kilo Oscar 4 Echo Echo Echo. I looked at it one day and was like, why does this thing look familiar? And felt comfy in a funny way. For a second. Spells coffee. Kilo Oscar 4 Echo Echo Echo.
Alright, well, that's a good observation. Well, I'm pulling into Lowe's parking lot here. And stay inside if you can. Or stay in your camper. And this is going to be around for a few hours. 73's KO4EEE, that's why I said dit. Boy, I tell you, Lowe's is getting ready. They got all their spring stuff out here. It is on pallets all over their parking lot. My goodness. Oh, they won't be selling a lot of this today, I know that. All right, 73's N4AQ.
EEE, and I'm terrible with call signs, so Bill, you have a safe trip back, and enjoy, I guess. Sounds like you might have a ceiling fan to install later on in the day. So have a safe one. It's good talking to you. And 73.
All right, 73, Jeff. Yeah, that's right. N4IQ, QRQ.
PE, monitor.